Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Fisher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Ward. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Tartabull chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Causey. Causey fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Causey. Hershberger scores. Fox scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Ward moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Nicholson moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. Nicholson scores. Hansen goes all the way around to score. Martin moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Brian. Martin scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Diego Segui now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simulai throws the ball into Seaburn, who tags Fox trying to return to first, for the out. Hershberger scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Charles reaches second base with a double. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to third. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 2 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, White Sox. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Segui fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Diego Segui. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.